All right, so you want to dive into this open source world. That's awesome. And you've picked a really cool project, HidePHP. We've been hearing about your interest in this this big update they just rolled out.
Yeah, big update.
Some serious like reconstruction of how they deal with images and media and all that.
Yeah, it's like they took the old engine out and swapped it for a brand new one.
That's a great way to put it.
Right.
So we're talking about a complete, like, from the ground up overhaul of how HidePHP manages these things.
And it's a big deal if you're trying to contribute, because this new system, this asset API, it's going to be the base for a lot of stuff they do in the future.
So as someone who's new and wants to contribute, it's like you're getting in at the ground floor of a big renovation project.
Exactly. And just like any big renovation, you got to understand the blueprints. So let's break down this asset API and see what it's all about.
Okay, so you walk into HidePHP, metaphorical toolbox in hand, ready to contribute. Before this whole asset API thing came along, how were things set up? Paint me a picture.
Okay, so picture this. You want to add an image to your website, right?
Yeah.
Simple enough.
Right.
But with the old system, how you would have done that might be different from how you'd add a style sheet or a JavaScript file. It was all over the place.
Okay. So disorganized toolbox. Not ideal when you're trying to build something.
Exactly. And it made contributing harder than it needed to be. But with this asset API, they streamlined everything. One system for all media types.
No more digging through a jumbled mess of tools.
Yep.
That sounds like a win for anyone trying to jump in and contribute.
Absolutely. Lowers the barrier to entry because you don't need to learn a bunch of different methods for different types of files. The new system, it's all about being cleaner, more efficient, easier to understand.
And if it's easier to understand, it's probably easier to contribute to.
Yeah.
Spend less time, you know, trying to decipher the old code and more time actually building something new. I like it.
Exactly. And it's not just about adding new stuff. It's about maintaining what's already there.
Right. Because a well-maintained project is way more inviting to new contributors. So how does this asset API make the maintenance side of things easier?
Okay. Think of it this way. Before, the code for handling media was scattered. Complex. Now it's all together, streamlined, less code overall. And that makes it way easier to track down bugs, make updates, make sure everything is running smoothly.
Less code, less headache. Makes sense. But they didn't just like tidy up the existing code, right?
Yeah.
From what I've read, they were very intentional about building this new system to last.
Yeah, they were thinking long term. One of the key things they focused on was something called cache busting.
Cache busting? Sounds kind of aggressive. What's that all about?
So it's all about making sure that when someone visits a HidePHP site, their browser is loading the newest versions of the images, style sheets, everything.
Right, because sometimes your browser can get stuck showing you an older version of a website, and it's like you're in a time warp.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a pain, you know, especially if there have been important updates or changes.
So how does this cache busting tie into the asset API? And how does it make HidePHP more like contributor friendly?
They built it right in. The developers, they really thought about how to make cache busting automatic and reliable. So you as a contributor, you don't have to worry about it as much. You can focus on other parts of the project.
It's like they preemptively solved a common problem.
Yeah.
Frees everyone else up to build cooler things. Mm-hmm. Speaking of building cooler things, I know we've just scratched the surface of this asset API. Let's dive a little deeper into the specifics, shall we? Okay, so we've established this asset API is like a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Especially for folks who are new to HidePHP.
Right.
But it's more than just a cool name. What's like the heart and soul of this new system? What's it all about?
Unification.
Okay.
Before, HidePHP had all these different ways of handling different types of files. Images over here, style sheets over there.
Yeah.
It was fragmented. Now with the asset API, it's like they created this single language for dealing with all media types.
Oh, interesting. So it's less about like learning the specific rules for each file type and more about understanding this like overarching system.
Exactly. And that has some really interesting implications for anyone looking to contribute.
Okay, I'm all ears. Break it down for me.
First off, it just makes the code base so much more organized, easier to navigate. That's huge for contributors. Right.
Right. Nobody wants to spend hours digging through a tangled mess of code just to be like, okay, where do I even start?
Exactly. You can jump in and find what you need way more efficiently. But it's not just about organization. It also has the potential to like really reduce bugs, inconsistencies.
It's big because a buggy project is not exactly welcoming to new contributors. How's the asset API helping on that front?
So by creating one consistent way of handling media, they've like minimize the chances of things going wrong. It's like having, you know, one set of rules instead of a bunch of different interpretations.
Less room for error, more stability, smoother experience for everybody.
Exactly.
Sounds like a recipe for success.
It is.
And this focus on, like, quality and consistency, it goes beyond just the code itself, right?
Yeah.
Didn't the Hyde PHP team also put a lot of thought into how they documented this new system?
Yeah, they rewrote basically all the documentation.
Okay.
From scratch to reflect this new asset API.
Yes, documentation, the unsung hero of any open source project. What'd they do differently this time?
It's comprehensive, it's up to date, and most importantly, I think it's written for new contributors and experienced contributors.
That's great, because I mean, there's nothing more frustrating than like trying to work with a project and the documentation is like either super outdated or just incomplete. It's like trying to put together IKEA furniture, but you only have like half the instructions.
Yeah.
Like you might eventually figure it out, but
yeah,
it's going to be a headache.
Yeah.
So we've talked about like the benefits for individual contributors, but this asset API, it seems like it has implications for like the entire like Hyde PHP ecosystem, right?
Totally. Think about it. More organized code base, consistent system, excellent documentation that's attractive to theme developers, plugin creators, anyone who wants to build on top of Hyde PHP.
So like they laid this really solid foundation for future innovation, which is exciting because it means more opportunity for everybody.
Exactly. Exactly. And this asset API, it's not just a technical improvement. It's them being strategic. It's about making sure that Hyde PHP is a leading static site generator.
And a rising tide lifts all boats, as they say. Speaking of boats, are we ready to like navigate into the nitty gritty of how they actually like implemented this new system? Because I'm curious to see how they pulled it off.
Yeah, let's dive into the details. One of the most interesting things is how they handled versioning and backward compatibility.
Versioning and backward compatibility.
Yeah.
Two things that might sound kind of intimidating to someone who's, you know, new to open source.
Yeah.
What do those even, like, what do those words mean in the context of this update, this asset API update?
Okay, so versioning. It's basically like how software projects keep track of changes.
Okay.
Think of it like chapters in a book. Each version of Hyde PHP. It's a new chapter, new features, bug fixes, and in this case, a whole new system.
So it's all about like organizing and tracking progress, make sure everyone's on the same page.
Exactly.
Okay, so then what about this backward compatibility?
So backward compatibility means making sure that all those different chapters, they can still work together.
Okay.
It means that a website built with an older version of Hyde PHP, it'll still work even if you update to the new version with the asset API.
So it's like you reorganize your bookshelf, but your old bookmarks still work.
Exactly.
I like it.
And the developers, they were really aware of this when they were building this.
Okay.
They put a lot of effort into making this transition smooth, you know, for everyone.
That's really important because you don't want to alienate contributors who are, you know, maybe working with the older versions of the project.
Yeah.
It's like you said, it's about, you know, building bridges, not burning them.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. And it's a good point about open source in general.
Yeah.
These projects, they need people to work together, right?
Right.
Collaborate to build something great. And to do that well, you got to be mindful of everyone's needs, not just the people who always have the latest and greatest version.
Yeah. It's about finding that balance between pushing things forward, but also making sure that everyone can come along for the ride.
Exactly. And this whole update, it's a great example of that, from how they solved the technical stuff to the documentation to the backward compatibility.
Yeah.
It's all about that collaborative spirit.
So for someone listening to this, maybe thinking about jumping in, contributing to Hyde PHP or any open source project,
yeah,
what's the like key takeaway? What's the big aha moment from all of this?
I think it's that even small decisions can have a big impact. You know,
yeah,
this asset API thing might seem like purely technical,
right?
But it's really about creating something that's more welcoming, more stable, more future-proof for everyone.
It's a good reminder that open source is like about way more than just code. It's about building a community,
yeah,
fostering innovation, creating something that's bigger than all of us.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And hey, maybe this will inspire someone out there to make their first contribution to Hyde PHP or who knows, another project. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. It all starts with that first step, that first contribution, that first like spark of curiosity. So to everyone listening, we encourage you, explore, experiment. And who knows, maybe you'll contribute something amazing to the open source world. Until next time, happy coding.